Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com for Friday, November 5. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, it's the real cost of the mandate. That, plus today's economic reports, as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. This morning, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, acting on behalf of the Department of Labor, will publish a new mandate, and it will require that all companies with more than 100 employees shall have those employees vaccinated as a requirement for their employment. The mandate goes in effect today under the Emergency Temporary Standard provision, although I hesitate to point out that this so-called temporary mandate really has no end. Temporary, in this case, could last forever. Ironically, this temporary mandate begins on just the day when we will have a complete rundown on the employment picture in the nation, giving us a benchmark of how the labor economy is doing before these new restrictions. Now, as you know, the entire pandemic has hit the labor sector of the economy the hardest, from over 20 million unemployed at the height of the lockdown last year to an elevated unemployment rate for now 19 months. At last, jobs have begun to come back, and people are returning to work. It's anticipated that today's unemployment rate, for instance, will drop to 4.7%, the lowest level since the pandemic struck. Interesting timing, don't you think? And perhaps most interesting of all, we have a model of just how this mandate should impact our overall economy. New York City, under Mayor Bill de Blasio, has enacted a very similar mandate for their city workers, requiring that they, too, need to be vaccinated as a condition of working. Hundreds, if not thousands, of New York City workers have elected to leave their job. The result has been that this past weekend, over 25 fire stations had to close for lack of staffing. Crime is skyrocketing because of fewer police on the street, and the stacks of trash can be seen throughout Manhattan as sanitation workers have elected not to take the jab. In short, government action has come face to face with public employee reaction, and the result has been a dramatic drop in the public services we rely on. I believe that we can expect the same sort of reaction from this new mandate from the Department of Labor and OSHA. Likely hundreds of thousands, no, perhaps millions, will elect to stay home rather than go to a job which will require that they be vaccinated. And this time, it's not just public employees, but virtually anyone who works for a large company. The mandate promises to have the largest impact of any government policy in my lifetime. And that's not just idle chatter of some off-the-cuff opinion on the efficacy of the vaccine itself. No, this is simple math, and it's the acknowledgement that a good percentage of Americans have taken the position that they will not, under any circumstance, take the jab. And as night follows day, under the provisions of this mandate, their employees will have to lock them out from their jobs. It's clear, deductive logic, and it will hit us very hard. Even the military will be impacted. It is estimated that currently a substantial number of military personnel have also decided not to be vaccinated. They are leaving their position and even being court-martialed rather than submit. So here's the cost. Public services cut, private business reduced, military protection compromised. Do you think it's worth it? Now in economic news today, it's the complete look at the labor markets, headlined by the unemployment rate for October, then non-farm payrolls, average hourly earnings, and the participation rate. It will be a very good benchmark going into this new labor mandate. Also up today will be the latest numbers of working oil rigs and an update on consumer credit. Now, leading off this morning on the earnings calendar has been internet provider Ubiquity and sports company DraftKings. Unfortunately, both stocks are currently down. Up a little later will be a slate of energy companies including Enbridge, Dominion Energy, TC Energy, and Sempra Energy. A look over at the futures market right now shows stocks, bonds, oil, and gold all higher. Only cryptos are down at the moment. And that's ValueSign.com. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.